Good evening. My name is Dave Chernuta, and I live at 26 Ancient Oak Drive, approximately 1.1 miles from the proposed site. Thank you for allowing me this time before the commission. If you recall from the applicant's first application, an initial site assessment determined the presence of antimony on the property. Specifically on page 199 of the paperless PDF file, the applicant's environmental scientist stated that antimony was found in a composite soil sample in the amount of 4.33 milligrams per kilogram, which exceeds Denrec's limit for this element. A sample map was also offered on page 205, and this PDF showed the contaminated soil boring location in the northwestern section of the property. It was designated as sample number 3. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, also known as NIOSH, offers the following on the presence of antimony. Antimony can be harmful to the eyes and skin. Any antimony can also cause problems with the lungs, heart, and stomach. Workers may be harmed from exposure to antimony and its compounds. The level of exposure depends upon the dose, duration, and work being done. In short, it is dangerous to humans. After a review of the current application, I found no mention of any remediation efforts regarding the antimony contamination. The original report stated that additional testing would be completed to determine the full extent of the contamination, and verification testing would be completed after the remediation in efforts to ensure an antimony-free environment. This could be found on page 200. My main concern is that the groundwater table has been contaminated after numerous years of leaching at the site. This extensive leaching can create a three-dimensional subsurface pollution plume with the extents and depth based upon the availability of the source. The longer the condition exists, the worse the extent of the contamination as rain becomes groundwater and disperses the contaminant. In the interest of safety to the workers, nearby residents, and future homeowners in the subdivision, it is my opinion that Denrec should be alerted about this situation so that they can determine if any remediation was conducted and if the affected area was successful in making this area safe for future development. Thank you for allowing me this time before the commission.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Hutt, would you mind coming up? Yeah.
I'll answer this. It was a reference in the record. There is that page, it was just submitted July 25th, 2023. There is a letter from Watershed Eco that says that there was sampling done. It looks like additional soil samples were taken on June 7th, 2023, and it says laboratory analysis was again conducted by Mid-Atlantic Environmental Laboratories, and it goes through and describes those. And it looks like additional soil removal in those areas was taken on July 17th, and then they did a subsequent soil analysis. And they said based on the laboratory analysis, no antimony was found in the samples and only low levels of arsenic remained in the soils, which were determined to be below the HSCA screening levels. I'm not taking a position one way or another, but that's a document, it's in a record, and it's a fairly recent one that was uploaded. That's why I just sort of wanted to point that out, because not everybody might have seen it, depending on
what was uploaded. That's what I was gonna ask. And that's probably information that you weren't aware existed.
So. Well, that's true, you know, then the question becomes, at what depth were these samples taken? How much soil was removed?
There are
groundwater considerations here that's what I'm trying to bring forth here to the commission. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Hutt, did you enter your findings into record? Is there a report? Sir, would you take a seat, please?
Thank you.
That's what I was going to ask you. That report was entered into the record, is that correct?
It was. As was just indicated by Mr. Robertson, it was entered into the record or the Planning Commission's online docket yesterday, And that's because we just got that second set of sampling and testing done.
Which is entirely understandable that the gentleman might not have had, might not have seen it. So, but you just gave him a copy of it, is that correct?
Correct, and that is my last paper copy I have on me, so.
Okay, well, it's in the record, but I just wanted to make sure he got one because he has a legitimate concern, needs to be answered. Yes, sir, come on up. Okay, no antimony, no traffic, no flooding. Okay, something different.
Pictures.
Okay, hand them up to our director down here and he'll see if we can look at them.
And when we say that, I don't want the public to get the wrong impression. It's sort of what I mentioned at the very beginning of the. Sir, just a second. How this works is, you know.
I'm having trouble with the parcel.
Okay, would that tell you, sir?
A parcel within.
Wait, stop.
Sir.
Let me just finish what I said.
George Kershaw.
No.
George Kershaw. Just a second. Just hang on just for a second. Let him finish what he was saying, okay?
It's one of those nights. So when we say that, you know, we don't need any more testimony about traffic or the environment or trees or the antimony, that doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form that that's not relevant. I don't want anybody to get that misimpression because there's a lot of information in the record, both in written documentation. Now we've got the petition. We've got a lot of additional paper information that will be uploaded also. But as I said at the beginning, it's not the quantity of the testimony, it's the quality of it. So I don't want anybody to think that because we don't want to hear anything more about it, that that's somehow diminished the importance of it. That is most certainly not the case. Just if somebody says the same thing twice, that doesn't make it twice as important.
Right.
You know, Dennis Schrader used to say, you know, we all know it's Thursday. If two people come up and say it's Thursday, that doesn't make it any more of a Thursday than it was in the first place. It's the same thing with the testimony. So anyhow, I just wanted to point that out so nobody thinks that we're trying to diminish the importance of what's being said. So thank you. Now you have the floor, sir.
Well, actually, I'm having trouble with the artificial intelligence, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm down on Wilk King Road looking for the benchmark for the entrance. I was there an hour. I never found the benchmark. It's 0.88 from the road.
Right.
Rode my pickup. It's a busy road. Tough to park. But I did it and never found it. Never found the benchmark. As far as documents, well, it's been put through, this is the third time it's been tried, and it seems like the documents change every time.
Well, they would, because it's a different application every time.
Okay.
So it would be different.
Well, there's different sales and things, let's say the Harmons and a couple other ones, I just couldn't get a grip on it, and I'm worried. I don't think it'll ever go through. I mean, heck, it's impossible to put it in development there. What I'm thinking is with the TIS picture in the Henlopen Transportation District, and something else recently adopted by DelDOT in Sussex County. They may be marching forward somewhere else, and I'm worried on that, considering it's pretty easy to change a number from 238 to 2288, and that's the road number of Wilking Road 288. 238 runs right behind me, and they've been by a couple different times with flags and whatnot surveying. DelDOT's bought all behind me.
Okay.
So it's the artificial intelligence is really. I mean, I've been through six telephones, no internet, no email, but that's a different story. I'm not going to get into it. It's doesn't have anything to do with your application.
Correct.
I wish the people on Wilking Road the best.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am, in the lavender.
I'll be brief. Hopefully you won't interrupt me. My name is Susan Petsy Rosenblum. I live in on Aintree Drive in Lewis. And I oppose this development for several reasons, some of which echo the concerns of others, especially with respect to the road conditions. I drive up and down Wilking Road every day getting to and from my house. And I'm very cautious about navigating down the road. In fact, I often go below the speed limit because I'm afraid of obstructions, in particular wildlife and domestic cats that cross the road.
Nobody's mentioned cats yet. So
there are. The residents have cats, outdoor cats, and they cross the road. There's a number of times when it was very close. And I've got the speed demons on my back, and they don't want to be on my back when I'm going to stop for an animal, because then everybody's going to get injured. But another strong objection I have is the number of trees that will be cut down. And I just want to mention the county code under section 115-25F3A1. The code states that, quote, homes shall be clustered on the environmentally suitable portions of the tract, specifically those portions of the tract least unencumbered by sensitive environmental features, including mature woodlands. The preliminary site plan for this application includes the removal of 15 of the 22 acres of existing forest, 65% of the trees, which is in complete disregard to the section of the county code I just mentioned. Cutting down the existing forest and then claiming to support the environment by planting saplings and creating man-made ponds will not mitigate the damage. And I also read in the PLUS report prepared by the state for this proposed development, experts from DENREC note on page 8 that, quote, an analysis of historical data indicates that the forest area located on the northern portion of the site has likely maintained some degree of forest cover since 1937, unquote. And then continuing on page 9 of the PLUS review, experts from DENREC's Wildlife Conservation and Research Program state that the mature forest located at the northern portion of the site, again, provides a connection route for wildlife migration between forested lands within the Delaware Ecological Network, which is a network made of interconnecting areas with significant ecological value, and that forest disturbances on this site could jeopardize habitat beyond the parcel boundary, and removal of such forested areas should be avoided to the greatest extent possible. The wildlife and the trees are running out of places to thrive in Sussex County. And I understand that forest preservation is one of the initiatives that you, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the County Council are currently working on, which is great. I think that's just great. But in the meantime, there are sections of the County Code, such as the one that I mentioned before, that can be applied in order to restrict the clear cutting of forested properties, such as this one. I hope you've already recognized this and will agree with me that this is just not the right location for a development of this kind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, who's next? Okay, going once. Okay, twice. No. No. One trip to a customer. One trip to a customer.
And she's been here enough that she knows the rules.
Anyone else? Okay, commissioners, any questions, comments? There being none, I would point out to you folks, though, that you seem to have somebody in your midst that has a way with DelDOT. You should have him call and ask him to have those road improvements made. I think they'll be out there next week. So that was really amazing. But thank you all. You've been very patient and cooperative. We appreciate that. Your comments are important to us, as our other counselor reiterated just a minute ago, and we will take them under consideration. And with that, we will close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. We only have four more hearings, and then we'll be referring back to yours. So, or you may just wish to call the office tomorrow and see if we took any action, okay? Thank you. All right. Commission, I think it's a little after 6. We're going to take a recess until about 6:30.